Riatta de Villiers has a passion for seeing God work at such a time as this.
When I think about the excitement of it and see what the Lord do in places that, like you were in the Dominican Republic and now in America, I'm really excited to think that the Lord can do it in South Africa. I look forward to see what He's going to do.
This is the Revive Our Hearts podcast for Wednesday, December 2nd, 2015.
What time is it? Well, for the last 2 days, we've been addressing that question on Revive Our Hearts. You look around the world and things may seem very bleak, but as children of God, we have a powerful reason for hope. This week, we've been encouraging you to ask the Lord, what would you have me do for such a time as this? A dear friend of our ministry named Rietta has been asking that as well. For many years, Rietta has carried a burden for women in South Africa to know God's Word, to embrace God's calling and His design for their lives, and to see God visit that country in true revival. At times, Rietta has felt alone with that burden. But instead of losing hope, she asked God what He would have her do for such a time as this. And then once she got the answer, the challenge was, would she say, "Yes, Lord"? We'll hear Rietta's story today. Now imagine you were traveling to another country, and you sensed that God wanted to speak through you in that country in a language that wasn't your mother tongue, and you had no idea how. Sounds pretty daunting to me. Well, Rietta knows what that's like, as we're about to hear. Let's listen.
For the last couple of decades, Rietta de Villiers has been driven by a passion for women to teach other women God's Word.
I think it's really necessary for women teaching women.
That passion has led Rietta to launch many ministries in Pretoria, South Africa, where she lives.
I'm involved in a Bible study group at my home now for 25 years, and now I'm more busy with leading women camps, or I think you call it retreats, and then I'm part of a team that work with pastors' wives with conferences for pastors and their wives, and I'm involved in that also to do the part for the pastors' wives.
While leading a Bible study over 25 years, Rietta has seen how God's Word leads to genuine growth.
And you can really see how they change in their marriages, change in their behavior towards others, change to their behavior of the in-laws. And it's while women come together and teach each other, see the practical things that's in the Bible. You not just read it in the Bible, but you see, yes, somebody else that do it, and you can see the difference it makes in their lives, and then you start doing the same. And I think when a woman is teaching each other, that always helps to be practical, make the word practical. When I started the Bible City group 25 years ago, that was a few friends that was together, come together with our children, because there wasn't a place where we could do Bible study bringing our children with. And over the years, it developed in a sense that we try to help each other learning about the Bible, but also how to live life. And sometimes we said for a week we don't gonna do Bible study. Then we get one of the older ladies in the congregation, and we ask her to come and share with us things that she learned. And sometimes when the kids can be with us, we bring our kids with us, and we want to help each other, and I think a lot of the people go through sufferance, and in that time, we It's just there for each other. But the focus is always Bible study.
But over these 25 years, ministry has had its ups and downs. Teaching other women has been challenging because Riatta has often felt alone. Through his word, God has shown Riatta how beautiful biblical manhood and womanhood is. But among churches she tries to work with, this idea doesn't get much support.
In the churches I know in South Africa and the churches we work with, I don't think we've got an understanding of biblical womanhood. It's not something that's preached or talked about.
But Riatta knows she needs support and accountability. She doesn't want to be working all on her own.
I always feel when I go to speak at a place or do a women's retreat that I haven't got the covering anymore. When I was in our church, in the leadership, the church gave me the covering. And now I'm always afraid I haven't the covering. And that's the one thing I really prayed from the Lord. Just give me a body, a covering body, that I can work underneath that.
And here is how God is answering that prayer, supporting Riatta as she teaches other women. Riatta heard about True Woman 14 in Indianapolis. Her husband sent her as a thank you gift for investing in their children for so many years. She'd celebrate the new empty nest by visiting this conference in the U.S. As she prepared to attend, she felt the Lord putting two things on her heart. First, she would deliver a message. She needed to brush up on her English.
And I start practicing English. I start journaling in English.
In fact, Riatta was burdened with a specific message to share, even though delivering it in the United States seems so far-fetched.
And I write it down. I practice that message. And then one day I receive an email. And they said the team want to talk to me.
The audio-video team at Revive Our Hearts noticed an attendee was coming from South Africa and asked if she'd be open for an interview. This was Riatta's opportunity to share that message.
The Lord is greater than we can think. We think things is impossible. And then He does things like that. And I think it's aired throughout the world. And He said He's going to do it. And He did it. So that was great for me.
Here's the message Riatta shared, referring to a story in 2 Kings. The woman in that story set out as many vessels as she could. Then God multiplied her oil so that it filled all those containers.
I just feel that the Lord tell me that I must get vessels ready. He wants to pour His oil, the revival. And I'm here to be ready myself. Get ready, but we need all of our women to be ready for when the revival comes. The leaders must be ready.
We aired that clip from Riatta last December here on Revive Our Hearts. At that time, we had no idea about all that was going on in Riatta's heart leading up to that interview. Imagine the joy Riatta felt when she heard herself give that message on Revive Our Hearts after she had stepped out in faith to deliver it. While leading up to the True Woman 14 conference, God put a second burden on Riatta's heart as well.
When I come to America, I must bring back the baton. And I couldn't understand what that means. And I talked to my husband. I said to him, I feel I must bring back a baton. And it's quite exciting, but I don't know what it means.
Well, at True Woman 14, Riatta heard about the new ambassador program. When Angela Temples from Revive Our Hearts explained the program, she used that same wording.
Went to the meeting about the ambassador's program, and Angela stand there and she talked about the baton. She said, the only thing we want to do, we just want to give you the baton of biblical womanhood. That was amazing for me because it was stirred in my heart the whole time. And then suddenly I know what it means. And Today I know I'm an ambassador because not it's something that I want to do or choose, but that's something I do in obedience.
Rietta went through a process of becoming a Revive Our Hearts ambassador, and now she feels like she can be even more effective for such a time as this.
I love the covering that Revive Our Hearts will give me if I do it as an ambassador. I'm now a representative of Revive Our Hearts. When I go to a bookshop and ask for books, I'm not only a reader or a listener when I go to a radio station. I'm now a representative of Revive Our Hearts. I think one thing about the Ambassadors program is that it gives me a platform to work from. And I can get people together and say, come, let us work through this thing. Here's some resources. So I think definitely the Ambassadors program will help me in the future. I think Revive Our Hearts helped me just to establish things that I've already know. But it's like having a bigger brother. You can see somebody that believe with me, and I learn a lot. But I don't think it was something new. It was more help. Thank you, Lord. There's somebody else that think like me think. Revive Our Hearts helped me in the sense of the resources. I can use that to make a difference. And for me personally, it was nice to see there's other people that feel the same about biblical womanhood. Because if you talk to other people, they have different opinions. And yeah, I could find a group that think the same than me. And I want to go and spread it in South Africa. Things go faster than I thought. Since the previous time I were here, in my personal life, the Lord talked to a lot of things and plans and, vision, things that can be done. And when I talk to people and I hear they talk to a lot of other people and people get excited for me and with me, I see that the Lord can use a lot of people. There's a lot of people that want to climb in the bus, if I can say that. They wait for me. When I come back, they want the books. They want everything so that they can start working with me. We're very excited to have the True Women 101 books. We haven't seen it yet. We just heard of it. I'm going to take a lot of them back. And there's a group of 8 women already waiting for me. And we decide on a time and a place. And we're going to start working through that. And then I hope they're going to be leaders for different groups. And we just want to see how that's going to work in South Africa. And then we're going to take it from there. And my dream is to take it to different churches. And ask the churches to do it in their women's ministry. Our Bible study group is doing the Seeking Him now for the second time. We thought it was so intense the first time, and we must go deeper now. So we do it for a second time, and there's other Bible study groups that started in our congregation to also do Seeking Him. And I think that's another book that I want to ask churches just to do that and give it to them and show it to them so that they can be part of the process. The scripture that the Lord used the last few months in my life was Isaiah 66, verse 1 and 2, where it said, this is the one I see. This is the one I esteem, the one that is humble, the one that with a broken spirit. and the one that tremble at my word. And I saw that if the Lord want to use us as women to change South Africa, we must become women with a humble heart, with broken spirit, and who really trembles at His word. Many years ago, somebody gave me a video of Nancy's talk of brokenness at Campus Crusade meeting. And then I'll take that video and I transcribe it, and I stop and I write it down and stop and I write it down. And that really influenced my life. And I hand it out at our Bible study, at our cell group, at church, and everywhere somebody just talked to me, I'll give it to them. And then for a few years, I forget about it. And one day I saw the book Brokenness in a bookshop, and I remember her name. And then I bought the book, the Brokenness and the Surrender books, and I worked through that. And in the book, I saw about the website, and then I start listening to Revive Her Hearts, the programs, and reading. And I look at the bookshop and see which other books I can get from Revive Her Hearts.
Rietta is excited not only to teach other women, but she also wants to invest in leaders who will teach other women. And then those women will teach other women. And that's how a movement begins.
If I think about acceleration of the movement, I'm really excited. But I must be honest, a little bit fear also. Sometimes a lot of fear. Think, can I do that? Is it possible? Why would He choose me to do that? But then when I think about the excitement of it and see what the Lord do in places that, like you were in the Dominican Republic and now in America, I'm really excited to think that the Lord can do it in South Africa. I look forward to see what He's going to do. When I talk to women about true womanhood, they're eager to hear more in our area, definitely. I'm not sure about the younger women yet, but I'll find that out. I was on a women's retreat, and I was really praying that the Lord will show me something that just confirmed that He was busy with this process, and it's not only for our area, it's for the whole South Africa. And then I was for a walk and I came across this rock that looks just like this in the shape of South Africa, and the rock was hanging literally between a tree and another rock. It's hanging. I feel at that stage that the Lord prompts something in my heart about that the woman of South Africa is balancing like this rock is balancing, and that He wants to do something in the women's hearts, and that He wants to use me for that. I think it's definitely for the women in the world. We're balancing between a lot of things. Our thinking of womanhood is challenged every day, and the Lord wants to help us to go to the right side, and that's why I think Revive Her Hearts is spread over the world now. I think that my life mission is to be obedient to the Lord. What He wants me to do, I will do. Whenever He wants me to do it, I will do it. And I can't do what I want and now relax. I must be obedient. And He said, it's time to work now. So I must do it.
I'm always so encouraged when I hear from Rietta. Here are a few takeaways from the story we just heard. First, God is calling women to teach and disciple other women for such a time as this. He's doing it in South Africa with Rietta and the team that's now coming alongside her. And he's doing it in nations all around the world and right in your community as well. So would you ask him how he might want you to get involved in mentoring and training other women who need his truth? Now, here's another thing I get from this story. God hasn't called us to work alone. We need each other in the body of Christ. We need to encourage each other, challenge each other, pray for each other. I'm so glad for the ways that Revive Our Hearts has been able to encourage and equip Rieta. And that's been possible because of friends like you who have given to underwrite the ministry of Revive Our Hearts. So we need you to support this ministry so the ministry can support Rieta and others like her around the world. And here's a final takeaway. I think it's amazing what God can do when we're fully surrendered to Him. He can take what seems impossible and make it actually happen. At Revive Our Hearts, we're watching God do something we could never have orchestrated or planned. We've shared with you before how He has stirred women's hearts in Latin America and launched the Spanish language version of Revive Our Hearts. But now we're frequently hearing from other women who are saying, "We want to help translate Revive Our Hearts into French. We want to translate it into Portuguese. We want to help Revive Our Hearts come to Turkey, Iran, China." And we're getting these kinds of requests all the time. Well, projects like that are way bigger than we are. On our own, we don't have the ability to do all that. We don't have the staff, and we don't have the funding to move forward with these kinds of opportunities. But we do know that God will provide all that's needed for everything that He's calling us to do. Right now, we're asking the Lord to provide what's needed to keep our current ministry initiatives going and to move forward on some strategic new initiatives like opening a Revive Our Hearts office in South Africa where Rieta is based. The month of December is a crucial time for decisions like this. That's because 40% or more of the donations that this ministry needs for an entire year come during the month of December. We're asking the Lord to come through in a big way at such a time as this. Some sweet friends of the ministry are aware of the opportunities that the Lord has opened up, and they want to encourage you to give to help meet those needs. So they've agreed to double each gift up to a matching challenge amount of $820,000. That's the largest matching challenge we've had in the history of this ministry. And I'm so excited to tell you that here in the month of December, your gift to Revive Our Hearts will be twice as effective. So would you ask the Lord how He would want to have you get involved for such a time as this? You can call us to make your donation at 1-800-569-5959. That's 1-800-569-5959. Or you can visit us online at reviveourhearts.com. And Lord, I just want to thank you here at the beginning of December for this amazing matching challenge, $820,000 that's been provided. And I pray that you would move, that you would stir people's hearts to say, "I want to be a part of what God is doing through this ministry around the world." That they would seek you, they would ask you how much you want them to give, and then they would participate with joy, not under compulsion, but gladly, joyfully, as you have enabled them. And for what you'll provide in the days ahead, in advance, we want to say thank you. We're so, so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Nancy. Well, you see images of angels splashed all over the place during the holiday season. Are all those images and ideas about angels biblical? Tomorrow, Nancy begins a series to help you understand and appreciate the ministry of angels in the lives of believers. Please be back for Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy DeMoss-Wogglemuth is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.